Blog Talk Radio.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Greetings! Cheers!
Hola!
Cinderella story, out of nowhere.
Do not talk. I am at war.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Hello, cachos!
Play it once, then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a man for whom the direct line to my heart is always open, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola! Welcome, everybody.
Yes.
To a special open line Saturday edition of I'm With Stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Chat room filling up, bursting at the seams.
Oh my God, it's bursting.
Yep. How's everything going, Matt?
Well, it's a little cold today, Jay. A little unexpectedly cold. Whew. Didn't wear my sweatpants under my pants.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, and there was a breeze. Not a big breeze. Not a big breeze. You know, 10 miles an hour, 15 miles an hour through the beer mine. But constant. And snow showers off and on and a little damp, so it was a damp cold at 24 degrees.
Ugh. Rough day.
It was.
Rough day.
Mm-hmm.
Rough day.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what. Woke up this morning. Looked out the window.
Uh-huh.
And it was a winter wonderland here.
Was it really?
Yep. It snowed last night. Caught everybody by surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Must have been at least a quarter inch. Half inch, maybe.
Were people in
all
shock?
Gone.
Were people in shock?
All gone by 9:30. Weatherman was just going, I don't know, man. That's, you know, it snowed twice this winter.
Uh-huh.
And both times, the weather guy was like, hey, you know, sometimes, you know, just things
there's
happen.
There's a little warble in the atmosphere.
Uh-huh. That meteor threw him off.
Well, you know, yeah. The meteor, the asteroid, and which
oh,
is
yeah.
which, I can't keep track.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what. Which is which. They keep going back and forth. Then it's meteorite.
Yeah.
Sometimes instead of just a meteor, you know. Ugh.
And sometimes.
Then, of course.
It's just a falling star.
Yeah, sometimes. And every once in a while, somebody, some news organization will mention the meteor that attacked Earth yesterday. I'm like, you know.
God.
And I'm thinking, you know, we haven't talked to the meteor yet. Well, let's not be assigning motives here.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So, anyway, so it snowed here, you know, like I said, caught us all by surprise, but it'll be 60 degrees tomorrow.
Well, lucky you. Aren't you precious?
Oh, yeah. Sun will be shining. It'll be 60 degrees. Might be a bit windy in the morning. Might have a lake wind advisory.
Exactly. Tie those dinghy downs, people.
Those are always fun and exciting.
Yes. I did have a moment of perplexion today at the beer mine today, Jay.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, it happens on a regular basis, but this was a pretty good one. It was very subtle. That's what I liked about its subtlety and the people I deal with. This guy came through this morning. He comes through like every day, maybe every other day, gets a 12-pack of Busch Light. And it's always 908. Okay, with tax. $9.08. Well, it went on sale yesterday. But he came through today. And he said, could I have a 12-pack of Busch Light? And I said, you most certainly can. So I went out, rang it up, gave it to him. And I said, that'll be $8.55. To which he responded, did it go down? And I replied, I don't know.
Don't be bothering me with details like that, man. I ring it up, you know, and I tell you what it is. I don't know.
I know. It was 9:08 yesterday. It's 8:55 today. I don't know if it went down or not. Oh, God. And plus, as I told you, it was 24 degrees.
Uh-huh. And he struggled. Struggled through.
Well, and I'll tell you what, I nipped it in the bud, too, because he also, he's a chatter, and he was going to chat. And I said, okay, have a good day. I got to go back inside the office.
Well, we got a little shout-out we need to do, Matt.
Yes, we do. And then we got to pick up a call, Jay, because, yep. Hey, it's open phone line Saturday, and we have a call. But go ahead.
Yeah. Well, we just real quick, we want to give a shout-out, an I'm With Stupid special shout-out to Miss Elaine Boozler.
Oh, yes.
Who is clearly enamored with, well, both of us, but more you, really.
Yes. As her tweet says, J-Man, in referencing me, actually, and I'll just throw in, actually, J-Man, we're dating now. And, dig this, Jay, and the rest of you, and looking at property now.
That's right. Matt Mann will be on Amazon.com tonight looking for stuff for the man cave.
That's right.
So, anyway, nice to have Elaine, you know,
yeah,
chatting with us on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. And I hope she realized I was serious about how I felt about her. Because, as you know, I am. And when she, when she listens to this, you know, listens to this in the archive, she'll realize it.
And then she'll call her lawyer.
And get a restraining order. Hey, I'll be in your league. I'll get my first restraining order.
All right. Yeah, your first one. I remember my first one. What a special day that was.
Yes. You have them nailed into your wall, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're not taped. There's no thumbtack. You use it like a railroad spike.
Oh, I've got them all. I've got them all framed and hung on the wall. All right. Well, I guess we could take this call.
We can take this here call.
Looks like a Kentucky redneck on the phone.
It does. 859. You're with Stupid.
Yes, I am. What's up, guys?
Hey, here it is.
It's Justin.
The Justin man.
It's me.
Justin calling in from Big Blue Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not talk about that. But anyway,
why not?
So, it's terrible right now. It's awful.
Very unfortunate.
Yes.
But anyway, so we're just talking about stuff that's in the news, what's interesting or anything like that, I guess. That's the show tonight.
Yes, that's correct.
Sure, sure. It's been wacky week,
so,
man. Wacky week.
Wacky.
Yeah. But I was reading an article. It was like on the New Yorker website, and it was about women and violent tendencies and like how they can be murderers but they get away with it because we don't assume women to be killers. Anyways, it's interesting. Do you remember the University of Alabama, something like that, a professor shot and killed like three of her coworkers in a meeting a couple of years ago? Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, vaguely.
I don't.
Yeah, it was a like Alabama, Birmingham, or one of those schools, right?
Yeah, it was something like that. The really weird thing about it, I was reading it, and it came on Wikipedia. They were concerned that she had booby-trapped stuff, and like because she was a biology professor or something.
Oh, my God, that's right. Yes, I do remember now. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Like, no, but I was saying, like, I saw the term herpes balm. Like, they were concerned that might be a thing. Like, she had made, like, a dirty bomb of herpes. I don't know how this would work because it didn't get into it, but the idea is fascinating to me. It's crazy. Think about that. Like, in herpes bomb.
Yeah.
Well, that's been my nickname since I was 27.
Right. That'd be a great name for a band, right?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, right. Herpes bomb.
I like that. It made me like just stop and think, like, wait, I was reading all this crazy stuff about her, and then I was like, wait, a herpes bomb? That can't be real. But apparently, it could be done if they have enough reason to believe that this woman could make it happen, and they had to actually check it out.
Well, I guess, you know, she's a biology professor, and she's got access to all their research.
Yeah. But I have a
question.
She
probably has a vial of herpes somewhere in there.
But I have a question now. You got to reread that, Justin, because is it a herpes bomb or a herpes balm, which relieves herpes?
I'm pretty sure they were not like concerned about her like relieving herpes. I don't think that's how it works.
Well, now, were they afraid, because, I mean, you've got the little, I've watched CSI, so I know how this works. They've got the little vial, the little glass vial, right? And they've got the herpes virus in that vial.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are they afraid that she was, like, taking a Q-tip, getting a little herpes on the Q-tip, and putting it on people's doorknobs?
Maybe. I don't know. Like, it's so diabolical. Like, I think, like, it could have been anything. Like, maybe she just puts a whole bunch of herpes in something that explodes, and then maybe it gets in your mucous membranes or something, like your eyeballs,
Something like that.
Maybe,
I'm just, the whole thing's fascinating.
Maybe she goes by and, using that same Q-tip, puts a little herpes on your Pepsi can or your Coke can, kind of like Clarence Thomas put that little pubic hair on Anita Hill's Coke can.
And the really funny thing about the whole thing is, even if she was able to pull that off, it's like she's not going to kill anybody. I don't think herpes kills anybody. It's just annoying. Like, you're just annoying.
It's quite an inconvenience, though, isn't it?
Like, that's all you're doing. Like, that's pretty diabolical when you really think about it. It's like, I'm not going to let you die. Just annoy the fuck out of you for the rest of your life.
You know, Justin, that might show up on the sidebar of what they're saying about IWF.
Not going to kill you. It's just a little annoying.
Herpes is just annoying.
It won't kill you, but it is a deal breaker if she says, I do have herpes. Bye.
Jay, maybe it wouldn't be, I got herpes by, and then you add a famous name, someone would say, oh, okay.
Oh, Paris Hilton.
Yeah, I got herpes from Paris Hilton. Oh, I want those too.
I got herpes from Taylor Swift. Lucky bastard. See?
Yeah.
That could
nobody work. Got. Nobody got that. That's not true. I mean, because I don't think people.
Taylor
think
Swift.
That, like.
Taylor Swift has run through a few dudes over the last couple of years. I want to know why.
It's all
is Paris Hilton a slut, but Taylor Swift can have a boyfriend every month and not be called names? Come on.
No, I'm not defending her. I'm saying nobody wants to sleep with her, and that's why she has to avoid a lot.
I do. Because, crazy turns me on like you wouldn't believe.
And hold on, Justin and Jay, we have another guest in the chat room. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Yes. Oh, God, he's typing. He probably found something on Google.
Yeah, he probably did.
He's probably going to give us a link to a site where you can build a herpes bomb.
He probably will.
Well, I kind of want to know if that can happen.
I sent Well, you know, you could Google herpes bomb and probably find a way to make one. If you,
I know, but that's,
don't have anything else
that's
to do.
What we talk
and
about.
And apparently today. You don't.
I'm sorry.
Well,
I
said you could Google that and find out how to make one if you don't have anything else to do, and apparently you don't. So.
No, I absolutely do not. That's why I'm talking to you people right now.
And we appreciate that.
You're like, so bored you called into this show.
Uh-huh.
But, I sent Mike a video today.
Oh, God.
A video of a coin spinning on its edge on a treadmill for a solid hour. And Mike, I think, watched it for the whole hour.
He probably counted the rotations.
He probably popped some popcorn.
Uh-huh.
And sat down, put his feet up, so this is going to be good.
He was counting the rotations, and then he had to go to the bathroom, and he said, "Hey, honey, could you? I left off at 1,134. Count, 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 count."
He says he was trying to see the date on the coin.
Of course he was. And whether it was below the date, whether it was a P or a D or...
You're right.
So you guys, did you all talk about the cruise that went awry or whatever?
Oh, the
haven't talked
wreck?
About that yet.
The
yeah.
shit wreck.
Well, I was just like, I thought earlier, I was like, man, you know, if you have all these people being excited to be in fucking Alabama, that's
no kidding.
Bad. And that's just bad. Like, there's no way. And then I had a friend, like, come on there, like, when I was talking about Twitter, and he's like, dude, that place is great. I was like, man, I'm just not buying it. Have you all been there? I don't get it. I don't think so.
I've driven through really fast. I didn't.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I didn't want to take any chances.
Yeah.
Now, I've heard that Mobile... Is that where they went, Mobile, Alabama?
Yeah.
You know, they
yeah,
got the
Mobile.
They got the USS Alabama there. I've been there. I was a little kid. I don't really remember much of it, but I'm sure that's nice. But now, really, if you're in Mobile, then the only thing you're thinking about is getting on down to Pensacola.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would think. Yeah. It's the way to Florida. I mean, I went to Biloxi once. That was pretty sweet. I guess that's all right.
I'll tell you what, in all honesty, Justin, that is one city I want to go to.
Now, I went there when I was going to Mardi Gras. This was years ago, back before or after 9/11, right after that. And it was fun. I was just there for a night, though. So there was a casino, I believe, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So casino is all you need, really. They just need to put a shitload of casinos in Alabama. It's going to be booming.
Mm-hmm. And shout out in the chat room.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever Joe is.
Oh, here. Man, we need some bumper music for her.
Yes, we do.
Oh, God.
All right. I've never been to Biloxi. I've heard it's not bad. It's pretty decent little place.
And a great Jimmy Buffett song.
And it's a great Jimmy Buffett song. What's that?
I did not know he had a song named Biloxi.
Yes, he does.
I'm on
it up
here right now, so I'm going to have to get that too.
Yep.
There you go.
I'm on it.
There you go. 99 cents, buddy, right there. Or what? They
well,
raised the price.
If you're lucky, usually it's like $1.29 now.
Or you could just go to YouTube.
It's an outrage. Is it still there on YouTube? Sometimes things disappear on YouTube.
Yeah, that one's obscure, but you can find it because I'm going to play it tonight now, and I know I can find it. So there you go.
I like to give back to Apple, too, because I want the smaller companies to, you know, thrive. So I do like my iTunes. So that's why I the mom-and-pop iTunes, I give it to them.
Oh. Okay. I like updating iTunes every single day. That's what I like doing. There's a new iTunes ready for download. Okay, great. Thanks.
Hey, Jay, we have breaking news. Come here.
Yeah? I hear the corkster.
Is that a cat?
Yes, it's a cat, and this is very unusual, Justin. She usually goes hides in the closet while we're on the air, but she's decided to come out tonight.
She wants a little affection from Daddy.
Yes, she does. So I'm breaking out the milk and the catnip as we speak.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to tell you where I'm going to put that, but... You know, because Schmoop still has a tube.
She does. But you know, the cruise that was just riveting the other night.
It was.
It's, CNN spent hours and hours showing that that boat inch its way into dock.
As we said the other day, Jay, at one knot per mile.
Exactly. Just inching the way in. They probably didn't even tell them they were going to Alabama till they got there, because they'd have been even more pissed.
That's when the real horror began.
Oh, and what about the Pope resigning and the new Pope? What about that?
What about it?
He's a quitter.
Well, I'd seen a list of the front runners, if you will, for the position. Dude out of, it's not in Ghana, it's somewhere in Africa, is considered by some odds makers to be the favorite. So we may have our first black pope.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and I hope they don't do it, and not because he's black, but he's 80 years old. And like I said at iwsradio.blogspot.com, could you elect a pope who doesn't need to be read the last rites when he takes office?
Maybe one who's not already independent.
Could we just get into the 70s? Oh, he's only
75. I don't know. I'm not Catholic.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea. The whole idea of electing a religious leader is baffling to me. That's just, I don't know. It's just, I'm aware it's there. And it's, so it's interesting to me. But, like, do I have actually, like, do I don't really... I don't know, it's just a weird thing. And I'm like, I think it would be funny to have a black pope. I just think that would be, on my end, hilarious. Like I was reading somewhere, someone was talking about, imagine, like, all these, like, people in Boston having to have a picture of a black pope in their living room.
Well, yeah, that would be kind of funny.
It would be hilarious. I mean, on my end, that's how I'm looking at it. I don't even really know what the Pope does. He doesn't really do anything, as far as I know. He just declares stuff or something. I don't know. It's really pointless to me.
I don't know either.
Kind of amusing.
I don't know either, but I obviously know that you are a racist.
No.
I'm a racist, really. I realize race is a thing, and I find humor in it. I would give you that much.
Well, you know, there are a few conspiracy theories about the Pope having to resign.
Really?
Going on. I know that's a shocking development, but one of them is that the Pope was about to be arrested, that the International Criminal Court was about to swear out an arrest warrant for him, and he had to resign to protect the church. And I tell you what, our buddy Clay Perry is all over this one, man. Clay Perry was on Facebook today talking about that one. Of course, he didn't have any link to anything because, you know.
Is there a punchline? I thought that was a joke. Are you being serious?
No, seriously. That's one of the stories out there, is that the Pope was about to be charged with some kind of a crime, which...
No.
Well,
no way. Come on. And dude, he can't even walk right. That's why he can't even walk. He's not committing crimes.
Virtually everything he has done over his entire life is a crime against humanity.
That may be true. Come on. Like, I don't know, like, if it's like Berlusconi or
Remember.
Something like that. Like, he's like having sex orgies with little underage girls.
I'm not buying that for one second. Remember, the Catholic Church is the organization that says, you know, I guess you're right that condoms would slow the spread of AIDS in Africa, but too bad.
Yes.
Oh, actually, that's the like part of the Ghana guy. I think if I read it right, the dude from Ghana was that was his big thing, was like AIDS prevention and condoms or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He played for Greg.
Well,
yeah, I hope they call him.
He was just recommending that for priests to their schoolboys.
The priests should wear condoms when they
rape
for children. Yeah.
Well, eliminate DNA. Ooh, that's another thing. I watched Rock Center last night with, you know, Broadway
or
whatever.
Man, you watch some serious entertainment.
Well, you know, I watch whatever. But anyway, they had a story in Detroit, like where they had a warehouse of overflow evidence that they had for the police department, right?
Yeah.
And then a guy goes in there from the prosecutor's office to organize it because they didn't know what they were doing. And then he goes and finds all these files, and he says, "What are these?" And they say, "Well, they're rape kits." And he's like, "Well, are they tested or untested?" And they go, "I don't know." Turns out they had like 13,000 untested rape kits going back to like 20 years or something that just sat there. And all these girls had been raped and stuff, and they didn't, man, dudes just walked free for a long time because, I don't know, just because.
Outrageous.
Pretty ridiculous. It was pretty outrageous.
It was.
Yeah. Those,
After that comment, Justin, you know what I have to say to you?
Do not talk. I am at war.
We knew you missed. We knew you were missing her a little bit. The phone lines are open. We have more lines open. Anybody wants to join in?
Yeah, and you got about 4 minutes.
Phone lines.
4 minutes to do so. Open phone line Saturday at 661-244-9852. And Jay, I got something I'd like to bring up to you.
Okay.
You know, we have a potential sponsor, correct?
So I hear.
Yeah, well, we won't mention them, but evidently I was in contact with them today via a couple of surrogates, and they said they're still going to do it. However, Jay, they have a lot of things going on, and we're on a low priority.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know. Okay. I'm kind of used to being low priority.
Yeah. Well, you know.
There are people.
A little hurtful.
Yeah.
Got some free stuff out of it today, but you know.
Well,
you know,
just kind of
like the carrot in front of the horse.
Mm-hmm. That must be nice.
Yeah. Well, it's a pretty tasty carrot, let me tell you. But
yeah, that's cool. That's pretty cool that you are getting free shit.
Well,
out of all
the about
hard
logistics.
Work we are doing.
Well, I know it's a we thing, but. Logistically,
for me, apparently it's a we thing, but for you, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, for me, it's a me thing, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it looks that way. There is no I in team. Apparently, I am not a part of the team.
And evidently, there's no you either.
Apparently so.
Yeah. I was pitching for you, you know. Hey, have you guys ever heard of FedEx? Huh? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but man, that fell upon deaf ears.
They ship here to the God's country.
Do they really?
Oh yeah.
Because
we have a great big, we have a great big huge FedEx facility about a quarter mile from the Palatial Estates here.
Really?
Yeah. FedEx Freight. Corporate headquarters right there.
Wow. I'll tell you what. I have another thing. I did some research today, Jay.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I did. I got a USA Today yesterday on Friday.
That was your first mistake, but go ahead.
Oh, no, USA did.
Did you
enjoy
the graph?
They have lists. They have colorful pictures.
You're absolutely right. They do have all that.
Yeah. And they got a little state-by-state little blurb.
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening, J-Man?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay, state-by-state news. Here's what they have for Arkansas. Siloam Springs. Am I pronouncing that right?
Siloam Springs, yeah.
Siloam Springs. John Brown University has received a $3 million gift from an anonymous donor for the renovation of a 93-year-old residence hall. Huh?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No.
I was figuring the renovation was, putting plumbing and working toilets.
Oh, that's funny. That was quite an effort to get to that joke.
I know it was.
But let's be honest, those are the best jokes when you put a lot of effort in.
Exactly.
I don't know, whatever.
Matt, Joe requests that you stop using the word surrogate.
Why?
I don't know. She's not a fan of the word surrogate.
Oh, God.
She would probably prefer you to... Yeah, maybe you should just call yourself a go-between. Or an intermediary. Maybe that would work.
Yeah. Or even...
I missed that part. I'm sorry. I didn't realize he was a donor, I guess. Or surrogate.
Yeah.
Surrogate?
Yeah. Surrogate mother.
Surrogate?
Oh, God.
Is that right?
I'll tell you what, Joe, if you're still listening from now
she's
on.
Not, because.
Yeah. Well, we're not, yeah.
You listen in the archives, though.
Yeah. From now on, I will use the term agent provocateur.
There you go.
But that's like saying surrogate.
Yeah, right? But it's sexier.
Yeah.
Surrogate. It's sexy.
God.
Surrogate is sexy.
But see what happens. You know, you get a Kentucky guy on here and you use a fancy word and he just goes crazy.
Well, it sounds French to me. I don't know.
It is French.
Sexist. Surrogate. I'm just going to say surrogate from here on out.
Okay. So anyway.
Yes.
Speaking of the meteor that hit Russia,
yeah.
We were at some point, I think. I was a little disappointed that there wasn't a whole lot of conspiracy theories going on about that
mm-hmm.
one. Until late yesterday afternoon, when none other than Jose Canseco tweeted, "No way that was a meteor." And I was like, right? Right, everybody? Uh-huh.
He would know.
I mean, right. All
well,
right. Well, who are you going to trust, NASA or Jose Canseco?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that asteroid was obviously juiced up, and that's why it crashed and burned. And I got to go with Jose on this one.
Yeah.
Well, no. You're getting your stories mixed up. It wasn't an asteroid. It was a meteor.
That's a meteor. Made a tomato. That's like me not understanding what surrogate means.
The meteor attacked Russia. The asteroid skimmed right past Earth. Didn't bother a soul.
Right, well,
kind of like me walking downtown.
The asteroid was a non-story. The meteor was a story. I get you now. Yeah, you're right. I mixed up the words.
No. Here's the story, Justin. Now, come on. Stay with me. The meteor hit Russia. The asteroid bypassed, not the Earth, it bypassed the United States. So we know who God loves more.
Oh, obviously. Russia, God loves the country.
God bless America.
I'll tell you what, Jay, though. I was hoping for a YouTube video, which I haven't seen yet, but maybe we still will, is Vladimir Putin on a white horse, shirtless. helping to direct the cleanup of the meteor strike.
I think it'll still happen.
It may.
and you know what?
Do have sex appeal. I mean, come on.
Yes, he does.
He's a sexy name.
Sexy man. But I tell you what, you know, the internet was already a pretty exciting and fun and interesting place. But then, virtually every car in Russia was fitted with a dash cam, and it took the internet to a whole new level. Because watching the meteor streak across the sky with bad Russian pop music in the background...
It's
the greatest thing ever. That was so awesome.
When I watched a menage of these things, what's that called? What's not a menage?
A montage.
I'm looking at like 17 videos. Every video that came up with the music, I'm bopping around. Next one goes, there's no music. I'm going, where's the goddamn Russian music?
Exactly. and every single one of them, after the, you know, the light streaks across the sky, every one of them are like, oompa.
Exactly.
You know, like they're dropping their bottle of vodka, and then what was that?
Uh-huh.
Well, did it turn out that, I thought when it first happened, I read that the military actually shot the damn thing. Did that end up being true or not?
No.
Probably not.
No.
I'm sure Putin said it would have been worse had not our glorious mother of Russia defenses broken it up.
Yeah. Well, Putin probably went to his roof deck of his mansion shirtless and probably gunned it down with a 9mm.
I'm sure there will be video of that at some point.
One shot, baby.
He was on that damn thing like friggin' an asteroid coming down with that Ben Affleck movie, and he just took that thing down himself with a knife.
Armageddon. Yeah, that was disappointing. That was disappointing that they blew up what's his name? Demi Moore's ex. John McClane.
I don't know, I've never seen the movie.
Bruce Willis. It was unfortunate that they blew him up and let Ben Affleck live, because he was annoying the crap out of me in that movie. But so anyway, the meteor blew a hole in a frozen lake. Did you see that? Those pictures?
No, I didn't see those pictures.
Oh yeah, there's all these dudes out there in their big heavy Russian overcoats and those silly Russian hats they wear, and they're all standing around, and there was this big perfect circle right in the middle of the lake. Everything else was frozen, and you could see how deep the ice was on it, too.
There was probably a polar bear just standing there, too.
Yeah, what are you guys looking at?
This happens
actually,
all the time.
I would have loved it if one dude had just walked up and, like, you know, started fishing.
That was pretty... Oh, my God.
That's good radio right there.
Yeah.
So.
Excellent.
Anyway, that was cool stuff. Yeah. There was one dude, some Russian dude was claiming that it was a new secret American weapon of some kind, but
if he was on the correct path, it was probably a new secret Russian weapon. Hey, let's try it out on our own people first.
Yeah, exactly. And it was probably just one of Obama's drones streaking across the sky.
Exactly.
Drones. Whatever. Drones are good.
Drones. Whatever. There's just one hovering over your place right now, monitoring you, your every move.
I'm okay with that.
Well, it actually is probably left by now because it was bored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I'm okay.
Well, I tell you what, it was redirected to your place when you Googled herpes bomb.
I didn't Google herpes bomb. I clicked on a link. It's over there at the New Yorker right now, man. Getting at the source. Getting down to it. What are you talking about?
No, they don't worry. Homeland Security knows that you clicked on that link.
Mm-hmm. And they're listening to me right now. And I'm like, cool.
Probably.
What's up, Homeland Security? Party time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about, seriously, I'm not worried about that stuff, man. Because, look, they sitting there, none of our people are getting killed in war anymore. Like, with that
really?
Technology.
Right. What was that? Yes. What was that? Wait.
What did you say?
Back up on that one just a little bit, would you?
No Americans are going to be getting killed when the more it progresses. It's true.
Really?
That you're sitting there and you're everybody gets to stay at home and have machines fight the battle for you.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, well, you remember that conversation when some terrorist launches a drone that he built for about $5. It's packed with explosives from, you know, the Mexican desert, and it flies into a building in San Antonio or Houston or something.
Yeah, but
in about 5 years,
you'll be
outraged when the other side starts using them. Believe me, I've seen this movie before.
Yeah, because the other side, Jay,
Terminator.
No, not the other side, Jay. They're not allowed to use them. When they use them,
right.
It's terror.
Right. Oh, and by the way, yes, when a white kid from a middle class suburbs shoots up a theater in Colorado, we have to worry about, you know, we should have a conversation about mental health. And when a rich white guy in Connecticut shoots up a school, we have to talk about mental health. But when a guy who did two tours in Iraq and who is a cop in L.A. shoots someone, he's a domestic terrorist.
God damn it.
Because he's black.
Mm-hmm.
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 Just like with the with Hurricane Katrina, when white people were invading stores and taking stuff, they were foragers.
For their family.
When black people took stuff out of stores, they were looters.
Exactly. Lawbreakers.
Uh-huh.
I don't disagree with that at all. I mean, what you're saying, like the sarcasm, whatever, I totally get what you're saying. But, I mean, I think with the drones, it's, you know what, it's technology. It's going to happen. I mean, you can't fight it.
I'm glad you're so comfortable with all this.
Yeah.
It's a reality. I mean, I have to be comfortable with it. What am I going to do, rise up and fight the drones?
Oh, my God.
That's why I tell you what, you are exactly who every fascist government in the world wishes all
hey,
their
Justin,
citizens.
Justin, there's a movie. It's called Fahrenheit 451. Why don't you just let them put a TV screen in your apartment there?
It's a movie? I thought it was a book.
It's both.
Have you ever read 1984? Give that a.
Yeah,
why don't you peruse 1984?
I'm very well aware of 1984, Orwell, whatever.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm glad you're aware.
I'm aware. I'm just unfortunately too aware to a certain extent. That I'm telling you, it's a reality. You want to get mad like at technology. And I'm telling you, the worst part about technology is that it's taking the jobs. People want to be like Mexicans. Oh, they're taking our jobs. That's the old thing. The new thing, the now thing, technology's taking jobs.
But technology's been taking jobs for 50 years.
But it's really affecting us now. And
yeah.
It's obvious.
Yes, yes.
I think that's the big thing. And that it's unnoticed, not talked about really. And
nobody's talking about that at all.
Yeah,
well,
no,
not in a real sense. Like when
no, I've never heard it come up.
We got about half a minute left, Justin. We're gonna BTR.
Right, whatever.
Go
say whatever.
No, well, you think I'm lying? No, but you know the show is 45 minutes, so we got half a minute here. So
because
no, thanks for calling.
Like, because
technology dictates
that it's
only 45 minutes.
Thanks for calling, Justin. Excellent job tonight, bud.
You got it. Thank you very much. You too.
All right.
Uh-huh. Anytime. All right.
All right, J-Man. I will see you on the radio on Wednesday.
At 11 a.m. Eastern.
Bye.
Bye.
I'll be at work.